Blog Talk Radio.
Are you family and only family that can get that close to me? Keep it tight, strong, long green, that's keeping us going. I'll hop it, getting right on them 747 Boeing. Are you family and only family that can get that close to me? Keep it tight, strong, long green, that's keeping us going. Unconditional love showing. Yo, 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 yo. 40 aside, yeah. First
I ride. Me and my thuns come from the slums, but can't take the slums out my thuns, and that's how it is. That's how we live. Sometimes I find myself wearing the same shit for days, not caring about what they gonna think and say. I got that I don't give a fuck in me, it's stuck in me. That's our advantage over y'all niggas. Y'all too pretty, we too gritty, like Sanford and Son. Too grimy, like Pigpen with jewels on. See, we the top rap niggas, the Q dogs. You got a lot of nerve putting out them songs, knowing that my niggas come. I'm strong, so let's get it on. We just getting warm. Operation Quiet Storm. Silent wars when we silence the force. Half pin knives, got it in the smash for sure. Now it's movies and soundtracks. This is where your career stop at.
Hey yo, I drink to that. I'm like a dictionary. Y'all rappers examine me. You valet, they read your obituary in front your family. You should idolize knives in the flesh. Don't wait till I'm dead to say I was the best. No doubt we shot hoops with coat hangers. Got loot with dope slingers. Sold soap to strangers. Joke with danger. Rob prostitutes. Dodge cops in high pursuit. Bought weight from rosters. Travel hot routes. OT commute back and forth. Tell shorty get that package off. Fuck being trapped up north. Being told where to eat and shit. Caught a case and I beat the shit. Thieves on the block flash badges. Nylon jackets. Big white boys with guns yelling freeze black kids. Got my niggas in the pen. Eating octopus, wish the neighbors on the block with us to watch me and P do it. Put the heat to it, put it out. First day the whole street knew it. Bitches, holy pussies, and bop to the music. Woo! And think deep to it. Now who the choice?
Then you fam to me, and only family that could get that close to me. Keep it tight, strong, long green, that's keeping us going. I'll hop it, getting right on them 747 Boeing. You fam to me, and only family that could get that close to me. Keep it tight. Strong, long green, that's keeping us going. Unconditional love showing. Yo, yo, you damn to me, and only family that can get that close to me. Keep it tight, strong, long green, that's keeping us going. Unconditional love showing. Yo, you damn to me, and only damn to me that can get that close to me. Keep it tight, strong.
Dirty fingernails, reaching in my pocket, pulling knots out. I daydream of better days in different ways out this lifestyle we live. Iced out with the big fifth. That's why the bird lever leans to the left. Even though we getting cash off this, I'm trapped all reason being we ain't all rich. And I'ma be that same nigga from the door. And I'ma still walk the same path. We soon clash. We get stacks, you do the math. We pound niggas out, walk away and laugh. Fresh them out the lab. Tearing out the diamonds, kid. Rap niggas shit they draw.
Yo, they probably did. I air condition y'all niggas. My prediction is you rewind this, your highness. Q Burrow's finest. Click your tens 3 times, the wizard is nice. Grant you a wish, you get rich while listening hard to my thugs in the prison yard. Bench pressing 200 pounds and up. Feeling like you down on your luck. Raise up, I feel your pain. Hit the law library, appeal the game. All eyes on me, restrained from being looked at as uncivilized. We epitomize thug song. Y'all niggas get mad, jealous rappers is puss. Ain't got no style, no heart, and no look. Shook, get stole on. My niggas move right in the moonlight. Y'all niggas get done. I pee on them, son. They a small issue. We too official. Blue steel pistols, Teflon vests. It's no contest. We hit you.
Son, you damn to me, and only family that could get that close to me. Keep it tight, strong. Long green, that's keeping us going. Unconditional love showing. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 40 to 5, 41st side ride.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not for nothing, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my people. You know what I mean? Yeah, and Bo, Ill Will, Killer Black, my brother. It's never going to be another. Hold up.
is nothing but a series of probability, made up of decisions that we make right now. These decisions lead to certain events into the future, but every human being has this capability, determines their own future. Some are just more in tune than others.
Can you say categorically,
question. Don't be rude.
Like, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorical?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Yo, fake dudes with their fake jewels. Fake boobs with the fake glutes. Fake fool with the paste glue. Fake news to my fake Jews. They hateful and ungrateful. They racial, why you playful? They late news, we the breakthrough. We paid dues, yeah, we ate food. Left tips, left the plate chewed. Left wrist laced with straight jewels. Set trip like our lace blue. Connect with the left fist, yeah, we spray tools. We set picks, shooting J's too. Nothing but the net, bitch. Break fool, hot hand, but we stay cool. Appetite insatiable, the sacrifice unfakeable. The afterlife inescapable, the acolytes unmistakable. You packing light, I'm uncontainable. You stacking right, it becomes attainable. Billy status, silly rabbits, Millie Maddox, really savage. Peel your cabbage, pulling strings like Lenny Kravitz. Defy the odds and the average. Stilly has it, yeah, the illest magic. When I'm willing fabric, see the illest graphics. Only things the masters being plastered off of pills and acid. Yeah, fruits of the Islam stomp you. Gave it to your face too. Might kill your bitch too. Bobby Brown with me in the shower for an hour. No, I'm kind of Clive Davis history. Copyright mystery. You finna be in the seat paying me. Motion fucking picture me just to see the blind knee. Stevie in the vision be Persian poem Farsi. Here see divide y'all, but not we. Move like a war report. Nazi, Sufi, sorcery. No gun can shoot me. No pig can see me. No fake news me. Rest in peace to Juicy. Bullets never choosy. They usually shoot through seats too. Don't forget to peep through all of your rear views. Make punks fear you. Chris been told you. Love's gonna kill you. Scorpios will thrill you. Will oil you. Anoint you with oil you. Spoil you. Blood in the cement. The concrete raw you. Death to the creeps that ignored you. Fake court cased you. Life when it tore you. Evaporate dope off that oil you. I believe in everything I sniff. I believe in bullets in the fist. I believe in holes in these tricks. Fruits of that Islam stomp you till you piss. Gave it to your face too, and guess what? Now it's too late to dead you and fake you with fake news.
Nigga. Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You say,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you say categorically,
a question.
Mr.
Don't
President-elect,
be rude.
Can you give us a
don't
question?
Be rude.
Set niggas flutter, smut the riders on they on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the ground, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the turn. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air and break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these boot licking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Used to was a bruiser, ain't no half-ins in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with the OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And the nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up in Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy. But you never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a fool.
rise to the day I'm buried. To go out in a burst of flames, my business as a revolutionary. I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peeping they plot, but they more kept resisting niggas and start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck. They rat you out to they cop, Molly your face. But these niggas got me twisted like locks. Full of what fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my guns fit. Niggas be working for the state, so they kill us or they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie try to leave your niggas safe.
Say they wanna end police brutality, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survivor Die Series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Minister of Defense of Black Rivers Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. I speak of none other than our warrior strategist, warrior educator, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Tell a warrior to tell a warrior. Tell a liberator to tell a liberator. Tell an African to tell an African. Tell an advocate for the freedom, liberation, and salvation of the African nation. And Warrior Wednesday is on right now. This class is dedicated to our survival and our success in overthrowing our enemies and total eradication of white rule and oppression as it is subjugated upon Black and African people all over the planet, and mainly targeted to us here in the Hells and Smells of North America. This is a program unlike any other that is truly dedicated to our liberation, resurrection, and rise, and the eradication of our enemies, both foreign and domestic. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others the last in the warrior line of warriors who have answered the call. A brother who has sojourned here in the Hells and Smells of North America for over 30 years, teaching liberation tactics, techniques, and procedures, soldiering in the ranks, and is here to make it plain, irregardless to whom or what. Speaking none other than my comrade, the Black Dragon, our true terrorist, one who speaks truth to power unapologetically and don't give a damn about your feelings. Our warrior and hero for this day and time, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Peace, black power, black power, black power. Bibi Fahodie. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep. Shalom. Rabet. Islam. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. Peace to all black family of the universe. Welcome to the Survival Die class. And I'm your professor for the night. The doctor for tonight. Yes, Minister King Samir Shabazz. And I come before you in the most warrior spirit. And I'm a little pissed off today. And, you know, I'm going to just be real with y'all. I'm sitting here like, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Which way do I go? Not in the state of confusion, but just to the point, I'm holding the atomic bomb in one hand, and I'm holding the most devastating nuclear bomb in another hand. So it's like, which bomb should I hit you with tonight? I'm in this state because the build that I had, y'all, very heavy, profound build. But within the very last, I'm going to just say 15, 20 minutes, y'all know we don't deal with no spooks and ghosts and goblins and all that funny stuff. But the spirit of the fog, let me get it out. The spirit of the fog just hit me so hard. Like, whoa, hold up. Something is going on, and I need to sit down and try to figure this out. There's a knock at my door. There's a knock at the door of my mind. There's an ancestor. There's a teacher. There is Allah knocking at the door. And he said to me, word is bond. This is what I want you to teach tonight. Oh, damn. I'm going to tell y'all the build that I had for tonight. White supremacy and the New World Order. Identify, face, and destroy. That was tonight's bill that I pretty much gathering notes and studying and researching and putting things together. But in the last 20 minutes, all of that changed. So I'm going to move where the elders tell me to move. And this is nothing spooky, man. We don't deal with spooks. We don't deal with hocus pocus and Shazam, abracadabra and all that goofy stuff. We don't deal with that. But we do get in tune and in touch with the African spirituality in us. We have a divine correlation, a divine connection with each and every one of our warrior ancestors. I don't hear shit from Crispus Attucks when I'm in tune with the round table of elders. Crispus Attucks ain't at that damn table. I'm sorry, but me and Frederick just don't connect. I gotta keep it real. I don't support any man, any black man or black woman who had the audacity to talk about the liberation of black people sleeping with crackers. I don't fucking respect that. And this is the problem with some of you. You want so much soothing knowledge that you take it from anybody and you fucking sit up here and start worshiping these motherfuckers. Five% nation of gods and earth, listen carefully. This is a direct message from the Father. I don't know why. And I didn't ask why. Because why equals self, so I already know the answer. But I still don't know why I've been chosen as the vessel for what I'm about to bring to you from the Father. God, this is as new to me right now as you are hearing it. So the lesson for tonight from the Father. And I don't call him no goddamn Clarence. Hell no. The Father manifests itself as a law. Now, as family, we may not agree with everything our family does. But as a child of the Father, I have to deliver this message. Regardless of how you feel or may feel. So the bill for tonight, and I want to give a strong Black Power salute to the new Black Panther Party, to the Black Riders, to the Azanian People's Liberation Army, to the Pan-African Congress of Azania, to the Republic of New Africa, to the UNIA, to all of these great and wonderful forces that I am a part of. I salute you for the work and the effort that we do. And sometimes we're not given enough credit, even from amongst ourselves, for the work that we do. So the Father said, this is what I want you to teach tonight. And I'm understanding as I build, starting to understand more why. Because I see a lot of so-called gods and earths representing the flag or claim to be representing the flag and not knowing and understanding our flag and still doing savageness in the name of our flag. So tonight's build is knowing our flag. Oh, damn. The five-pointed star symbolizes knowledge. the seed, the child with the power, the supreme knowledge that was manifested by Master Farhad Muhammad and revealed to us. It is solid black. The crescent moon symbolizes wisdom. The crescent moon symbolizes wisdom. Wisdom is symbolic to the black woman. It symbolizes the divine wisdom that was manifested by the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and revealed to us by the Father. The crescent moon is solid yellow. The seven has seven sides. It symbolizes the original man, the true and living God, the supreme being, the black man of Asia. Since the very creation of mathematics, seven was always used as a mathematical term for the creator of the universe. It is solid black. The white background symbolizes the deception that have drowned our people in a sea of ignorance and the feeble attempts of the wicked to conceal who the true and living God is, which is the Son of Man. The 8 points are the symbol of the ever-expanding universe. It symbolizes the rays of the sun, the power of the sun, and the speed and distance of that truth that is capable of traveling. Two sides to each point. And the left is black, and the right is gold. The black represents the original man, and the gold represents the brown and yellow seed. Just as Yaqub separated the seed 200 years from black to brown, 200 years from brown to yellow, and 2,000 years from yellow to Caucasian. Part itself 200 years. The 8 points are a sign of he who is the master builder of rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes. The 16 section of the points, one for each year and degree that our child must master before he is at the age of self-responsibility and required to teach this civilization. How many points are on the flag? There are 22 points on our flag. How many points are on the sun? There are 8 points on our sun. How many points does the seven have? The seven has 7 points. How many points does the star have? The star has 5 points. How many points does the moon have? The crescent moon has 2 points. How many points does the sun have? The sun has 4 points. How many short points does the sun have? These short points are 4. How many degrees are on the flag? Are there 360 degrees or are there 120 degrees? Show and prove 120 on the flag. Gods and earth, I hope you're listening. Because I already know some of you that are listening are shocked and awe. Like, damn, I didn't know that. And that's a goddamn shame. You proud that you didn't know? That you don't know? This is the message I was told to deliver. Showing and proving 120 degrees on our flag is 8 points. How many letters are there in the name of? How many letters are there in the name of? Now, before I give the answer, I want you to think about it. Because these are some of the things that you should know. You walking around saying in the name of Allah, this means you have a representation to uphold. You have a manifestation to uphold. So I'm trying to figure out how you still doing all your dirt coming in the name of. But you ain't coming in the name of Allah doing your dirt and your foolishness. You're coming in the name of Donald Trump. You're coming in the name of George Bush. You're coming in the fucking name of Ronald Reagan. You're coming in the name of Azrael. Oh, damn. He done said it. Oh, shit. You're coming in the name of the white man. In the name of contains 11 letters. How many degrees are there from long points to short points? There are 45 degrees. Oh, I know this one's going to get you. Where is Arabia on the flag? Uh-oh. Arabia on the flag, family, is behind the seven and in front of the moon. What is the circumference of the flag? The circumference of our universal flag is 360 degrees. So when we go back to the question of how many degrees are on the flag, you was asked, is it 360 or is it 120? The flag itself shows and proves 360 degrees. What is the diameter of the flag? The diameter of our flag is 180 degrees. What is the radius of our flag? The radius of our flag is 90 degrees. See? 90 and 90 is 180. 180 and 180 is what? 360. how many degrees from North Pole to the South Pole? 180 degrees. What does the gold represent on the flag? The gold represents the gold that we did not receive. It represents the gold that we did not receive. That gold being not just physical bars of gold. That gold also is classified as land, a proper education. But we can't expect a proper education from an improper motherfucker. That gold represents nationhood. It represents the ability to stand on oneself. The ability to build for oneself, one nation, and one people. You were promised, we were promised 40 acres and a damn mule, or two mules. Did we receive more gold? After we were promised more gold, for working for labor, for our open motherfucking enemies. But this old tricky bastard tricked us, hit us in the head, knocked us the hell out. Now we're walking amnesia victims because we've been struck on the head that rendered us dead with the chain, the swine, the Christianity, the integration, and now the homosexuality. That gold represents the wealth, the richness of the original man. Because gold was nothing to us. Gold was nothing to us. We wore gold like you niggas wear your damn makeup. We wore gold like we ate food and drink water. It was nothing. We wore it in our hair. We wore it on our skin. We wore it in our ears and our noses and our lips and our teeth and all up and down our garments and our homes was flourished in gold. We ate out of golden bowls and drunk out of golden chalices, and gold was nothing to the original man. But the damn white man was so amazed. So he struck a blow to the original man and put us to sleep. He promised us more gold that we would receive that we never received. This white man has never fulfilled any of his damn promises other than enslavement. What does the white represent on the flag? It represents the best part, or the cream, because the cream is the best part. The best part is the understanding. So the understanding and the cream is one and the same. How many degrees are on the star? There are 72 degrees. How do you represent the flag, or the flag represents you? Do you represent the flag, or does the flag represent you? How do you represent the flag? Answer? Well, I can't answer that for you. I can only give my answer for my own personal cipher. Without my flag, there is no me. And without me, there is no flag. Because I am the representation of Allah. I am God. I am God. So this flag is a representation of my home. It is a representation of who I am. So I'll be damned if some silly little mouth Putin new booty nigga walking around here talking about some damn I'm Allah. And your ways and actions are still that of a damn savage. There is no savage in Allah. There is no savage in Allah, man. So without knowing who we are, without knowing the sciences of us, without knowing self, we're just walking amnesia victims. The universal flag of Islam is nothing to play with. I'm talking both of the founding flag, which is the sun, moon, and star, and I'm speaking of the universal flag of the nation of gods and earth. These flags are nothing to goddamn play with. We have to study and understand what we are dealing with. We have to study and understand who we say we represent, man. I'm just delivering the message from the Father. What does the above symbol represent? The above symbol represents the original family of the universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars, which is the black man, the black woman, and the black child held together by Allah. What is the proper name of the above symbol? The above symbol we're speaking of is our universal flag. But it's not just some damn symbol. It's not something to be taken lightly. But some of y'all are trying to water it down. You're trying to use the flag to water down the very foundation of why we stand on 360 degrees. You're watering down the science of the flag because you're watering down the ideology of the flag. The white in our flag does not represent motherfucking white people. I'm going to say it again. the white background in our flag does not represent, stand, or even equate for white people. So stop trying to motherfucking justify why you niggas is still sleeping with these damn dogs, bringing them to the fucking rallies and shit, allowing these whores to be calling themselves queens and goddesses and earth and shit. But you're actually trying to justify or use our flag to justify your nigga shit. You just want some white pussy, nigga. Just say it. You just want some white dick, girlfriend. Just say it. You look silly as hell. God, these motherfucking explanations be blowing my mind, G. Like, I don't know where these niggas come, what planet they fucking from, but I've heard some of the most outlandish shit. I'm starting to understand why the father told me to bring this bill tonight. Now it's kicking in. What is the proper name for the above symbol? The proper name for the above symbol is the universal flag of Islam. That is its proper name. Why is it called universal? Because Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. Islam is the science of everything in life. It ain't no motherfucking Arab religion. Arabs didn't create Islam. Islam has been here when the original man manifested himself. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions. Add 21 motherfucking ciphers upon trillions of years ago. Islam is the science of everything in life, even you, cracker. It is the law governing the universe. What, no Arab in fucking creation? We're talking the universe. Sorry, Prophet Muhammad wasn't even a sperm cell then. Oh, damn. Islam is the science of everything in life. It is the law. The law. The law governing, ruling the founding principleship of the universe, meaning all nine planets follow a protocol. They follow a law. There is no chaos among them because each one of them know their job. They know their motherfucking place. They have all submitted to the will and the power and the manifestation of the sun. And they know they goddamn place. You don't find Mercury trying to outshine the goddamn sun. You don't find the moon trying to outshine the goddamn sun. Oh, damn. Y'all know where I'm about to go, don't you? Some of you sisters need to learn your motherfucking place. Oh, shit. How many people hung up, G? About 20? Yeah, I said it. Because it needs to be said. Because some of you faggot-ass brothers are just so happy being effeminized by your damn woman. The black man is God, not the black woman. Sister, sit your ass down and humble your goddamn self. And let the God manifest his power to show and prove his equality. So your black ass can learn something. So you can shine, queen. You can shine. Islam is the law governing the universe. Most of y'all don't even have a law governing your motherfucking relationship. Uh-oh. A law. What is law? Law is principle. Law is rulership. It's a protocol. Islam is the law governing the universe and everything in life can be understood by understanding the principle of or the principle law, pardon self, the principle law of the sun, the principle law of the moon, and the principle law of the stars. And their direct corresponding connection or relationship to the black man, to the black woman, and to the black child. Universal means including or involving or intended for all. All of who? All of humanity? Fuck that homo, multicultural, diversal, rainbow flag. Can't we all just get the fuck along, nigga shit? All of who? All of the original people of the planet Earth. I don't give a fuck about white people. I'm for the complete and total destruction of white people, white power, white culture, goddammit, even white bread. All of who? And this is where a lot of you guys on earth get it fucked up. All of the human family of the planet earth. The white man ain't Hugh. It's nothing Hugh about this deficient ass peck of wood. Hugh means dark. It means from the root of civilization. Hugh means the cream that rose to the top. Hugh means the original one. Hugh means the supreme one. Hugh means the master of the universe. But let this peck of wood tell you, he gave you He-Man. As the master of the universe, a fucking mullet having peckerwood as the master of the universe. So now your nigga ass walking around here talking about he man like a damn fool, but you are the he that is the man. You are the man, black man. We are the human. So this relationship, this universal law, this universal government, under one body, under one flag, the sun, moon, and stars. I'm making it boring right now if I catch a cracker wearing a goddamn flag, I'm beating your ass. And then I'm coming for the silly nigga who allowed your cracker ass to walk around here with something you ain't even supposed to be touching unless you have studied 35 to 50 years and you still don't get to wear this damn universal flag, motherfucker. We have a flag to represent you, and you trying to clean yourself up. But that don't make you one of us. That don't allow you to come and eat at my motherfucking table. Slit your fucking throat. Just as Hannibal did. Whooping your ass. On sight. This shit gotta stop. Crackers all over the fucking internet. Wearing our flag. Laying with dogs and shit. Got our flag on a damn necklace on a black dog. A white two-legged dog laying with a black four-legged dog, and both of these fucking dogs got universal flags around their fucking neck. And you silly niggas just condoning this shit. You crazy as hell. The universal flag of Islam is the symbol of the universal order of life and the force by which it is manifested, maintained, and controlled. The white man ain't God. Y'all niggas need to wake the fuck up. Straight up. What does the sun symbolize in its position? What does the black man symbolize in his position in 2019? The black man symbolizes a fucking punk. A shameful ass coward. You don't like what I'm saying? Fuck your feelings. Show and prove me wrong. I'll debate any goddamn one of you. Any one of you niggas. Bring it. I'll be more than happy to. But know why you niggas don't? Because you know I'm going to flame your ass and watch your head roll down the hill in Sissyville. The sun, which is represented by the sphere having 8 points, each at 45 degree angles from the other, having 15 degrees between each point, symbolizes life, an activity in a constant state of build or to be born, mathematically expressed in the manners of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture of freedom, power refinement, equality, God, and build and destroy. And by building upon these mathematical units, these principles of life, a more in-depth understanding will be found. There are 8 levels of study that formulate the foundation of our 5% nation. These are the foundations, from knowledge to build and destroy. Those are the 8 points of life, you damn fool. But here you are, destructive as hell. Destroying our flag, destroying the mathematical principles of the universe. Because you want to be a part of the devil's social equality. So you do anything to get in a fucking cracker's bedroom. You do anything to get in a cracker's fucking room. Do anything to get in a cracker's mosque. Anything to get in the cracker's church, anything to get in the cracker's damn synagogue, anything to get in the cracker's ass so you can sniff, lick, and be a good goddamn nigga. The supreme mathematics, the supreme alphabets, the student enrollment, English lesson number C1, lost found Muslim lesson number 1, lost found Muslim lesson number 2, the solar fact and the actual fact, another 8 points of foundation for the activity and manifestation of life. But you niggas don't want to study. You just want to quote some shit. But you don't even understand why all of this was put together. It's in a mathematical language that we speak, that we are taught to study. And you niggas don't want to study? Get the fuck out of here. Kill your goddamn self. In order to understand these points, you have to go from knowledge to born in oneself. A lot of y'all still stuck in knowledge. Stuck at knowledge. How the fuck does that work? You stuck at the foundation? That means your ass is stagnant. You're stuck on port. You're stuck on urophilia. You're stuck on fucking menticide. You accept white culture because you don't see nothing wrong with it. Black motherfucking power, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back with you after this small music break. So if you're listening via Blog Talk, you want to call in with some questions or comments, I know you ain't going to push one, but push the goddamn one button, 929-477-1755. Again, the number to call in, 929-477-1755. We'll be right back with you. Power.
Fuck, 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 f Supreme truth elevates everyone's life equally. Feel me? And it's the knowledge of self mixtape with the future Buddha, DJ I King. King. One and only seven born. Born king. Shing. Regime. T-Dot stand up. Steel City stand up. Dub. Please educate all comrades every day. Drop that knowledge yourself, dog. Peace.
Yeah. Peace. 1, 2. Yeah. Brendan Shay. Shing. God, body, a lot taught me and all that. Peace to God's heart. Yeah. True. Now it's apparent, you calling the Father Clarence. You got no knowledge of nations with all gods and no prophets. For no profit, just tied it to children, passing them knowledge and wisdom, giving them lessons no college could give them. Like for example, see my God, he ain't no mystery. The misery we live in, cause them devils changed our history. To put it simply, really, we live in civilly, and I can't do it justice by trying to turn it to similes. Like how you see it, you know it, and then you be it. The Asiatic black man is the highest thing that can exist. Meaning that I'm God and I do whatever I see fit. My mama said turn to Jesus, but really I turn to Jesus. Going over them lessons, I sit and study the teachings. Manifested itself till I'm understanding the meaning. Man, if you ask why I'm God body, I can look you in your eye and say that, cause a lot of times I'm crazy. Hey, right in the back, dog. Yeah. This is Sim 1-4 for the Almighty Sim. Always on the lost team, completing the lost dream. Yeah. I was a pickaninny, not need fifth grade. Asked my teacher, sir, how do I travel at Godspeed? 10% reactionary, told me that I'm acting scary. That type of knowledge is something that you kids do not need. I couldn't drop to my knees for no profit. Trees was more profitable. For me, streets was not an obstacle until my partner got locked. Cops beat him unconscious. Lost the life of my seed and most niggas was really conscious. I had to see my reflection as the immaculate. One in the flesh and then live it to be more accurate. Wondrous steps I took to do it. Knowledge, wisdom, cipher, congruence. Understand my culture, the truest. The chosen few, rose a few over hungry oceans. Giving bones for food and told to overcome emotion. The soul controller, like I got the world in my hand, y'all. Seven star on the crescent, world to universal Shamgar. World to universal Shamgar. Seven star on the crescent, world to universal Shamgar.
Acknowledge my bill, manifest these thoughts and will. The average cat talking, but they don't know what they mean. It's arm, double leg, arm in the hand supreme. You see the power of the cipher when we link as a team. With the degrees, filled with the seeds, cripple the weak. Keep religion for you, cause the culture for me. It's seven notes, seven colors, seven chakras and seeds. A universal order behind that which you see. You looking up, but what's really at the center is me. Ain't you, you and I verse, that's everything in between. You can't claim king if you getting run by your queen. My seeds like father of law in 63. Wake them up by revealing they genes right in the street. I got that dope gun vision, yeah, I'm serious, B. We see it all, no mysteries, G. No non-scene intervention or whitewash images, lies. Please keep the guard, cipher divine.
It seems like everyone wants to be the G.O.D. but still be pushing those paper theories while they worshiping some mystery. Some spit slick parochial experience and try to flip our math like gymnasts in Japan. Or the New York Post using quotes to sell a notion that a mogul makes moves with hate to fuel his mind state. See, I think that every single hood is a modern day Rosewood stalked by white walkers. Well, revolution won't be televised, it's streaming live cause I seen shots on IG. We manifest the legacy and build on today's degree, raising the dead from a mental state of poverty.
And the brother was telling him, you can't be Allah, because the Allah is all in all. And the father said, I'm all in all. A leg, arm, straight head.
Bring it back. Ross, he's everything.
Everything.
All right, we're blacker than black, and it with purple, blue, triple shade, darkness black. You're listening live right here on Due to Knowledge Radio, King Samir, Black Survive or Die class, and tonight's topic, family, is knowing our flag. Hey, listen, man. This is how we roll. You dig? We get the spirit and we roll with it. This is Warrior Wednesday, which means on this day, your feelings might get hurt. You might saying, fuck King Samir, I hate this nigga. Or you just might say, damn, this man is telling the truth. And family, that's my job. I'm not going to sit up here for you and try to make myself seem like I'm some damn super black power monk not no damn angel. I'm a revolutionary. I'm a lifesaver. I'm a solutionary. I'm a liberationary. I'm a freedom fighter. 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 There's no one I love to fight more than this goddamn white man. Every Wednesday, this is a fight. When you listening to this class, this we're gonna battle. We're gonna do some, we're gonna get down to some altercation. Because we're gonna tap in to that damn Europhilia sitting inside of you, and we're gonna fuck it up. We're gonna beat the hell out of that Europhilia and your black cooning asses, and we're gonna whoop your ass. We're gonna whoop that cracker's ass inside of you. Because we love you that much. And we're going to spank your ass to get to that cracker. You damn right. You damn right. So whether you like me or not, I'm going to bring this truth to you. I'm going to build on what I know. I'm going to teach what I know. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like some damn high scholarly professor for your ass. Hell no. Damn it, we live in the ghetto. Sometimes I'm going to have to add a motherfucker or two to make sure your ass is listening. We keep it raw and gutter. You dig? But you will be hit with this truth regardless to whom or what. So let's get back to the building. I don't want to hold you too much more because I know Blog Talk is damn, I'm surprised they ain't hit the button already. But I know it's coming. I feel it coming. So let me run through a few more points of this bill, and then we're going to head to the phone lines if we have any callers. Now that we know that everything must go from knowledge to born. And in order to complete itself, so why is there only 8 points and not 9 points on our flag if we go from knowledge to born to bring things into existence? Life is a constant elevation. So therefore, the process of elevation is seen in the observation of life. Knowledge added to build equals born. And in life, one either builds or destroys, and there is no in between, because the sun is the builder of life, the sustainer and the source of all things in existence. Heat, light, sound, electricity, magnetism, chemical affinity, motion, etc., etc. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But without light, family, we have no sight, we have no heat. Life as we know it will freeze. So the sun is symbolic of freedom, giving life to all things in existence, and it symbolizes the black man in his free existence, being the life giver and the builder and destroyer, the protector and the provider, the maker and the owner, and the nourisher unto perfection. Just as without the sun, there could be no physical life, without the black man, nothing and no one could or can exist. Let me say it again. Without the black man, nothing, absolutely nothing, not a plant or a fucking ant, nothing would exist. or be in existence. Nothing. Think about that. So when I say without you, there is no me, and without me, there is no you, because we are one in the same essence. Nothing, black man. Not a building in sight. Not a planet in the universe. There would be no universal flag of Islam. I don't think we understand how divine we are. I don't think we understand how supreme we are. Damn it, I love me. Knowing I contain all of this within me. And all I have to do is tap into the real me. All I have to do is shut the fuck up and humble myself and learn from those who are striving to teach me how to be me. Because they are me. They are manifesting who I am striving to become. So I dare disrespect their legacy. What is wrong with you, nigga? You don't understand the power of the original man. The black man is the source of all things in existence. And he is the sun on earth. Oh, damn. But here you are, sitting down in front of Tele-Eyes Vision with your baby, watching Teletubbies, with a little cracker baby's face in the sun, programming your child so that every time your black baby looks at this sun, this physical essence of the black man, your child is looking to see a white face. Teletubbies. Y'all keep it up. You have become direct eunuch of the white man. You have become eunuchs, missionaries for white supremacy. And you promote it every single day. You allow it in your home every single day with no fight against it whatsoever. Yes, you do. And you sit your children down and force them. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. Watch TV. You better not move. Forcing your children to be programmed by our open enemy today just so you could do whatever little bullshit it is you do comfortably. So the TV is the god or the sun in your home now. The TV becomes the man in your home now. The TV has become the father to your child in your home. I just want y'all to think. This message was given to me by the Father. I'm just a messenger. I'm just the vessel for his voice today. What does the moon symbolize in its position? The moon, the reflector of life, the light, is the equality of the earth represented by the crescent moon in its first outer facing the west. First quarter, part self, facing the west. See? It is symbolic of the black woman and the new world rising under the banner of Islam. Rising in the West under the divine guidance of the true and living God. The awakened Asiatic black man in the hells and smells of North America and all over the planet Earth. But thus, we see her standing at the right angle or 90 degrees in her position. For the black woman, renewed through knowledge and culture, the mother of civilization is being born in the cipher of Allah. So she's sitting on a 90-degree angle facing the west.